Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The right fielder, Luis Mercedes. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting fifth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting sixth. The DH, Tim Hewlett. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Leo Gomez. Batting eighth. The first baseman, David Segui. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mark McLemore. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Mussina. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Keith Miller. Batting second. The center fielder, Brian McRae. Batting third. The third baseman, Greg Jeffries. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Wally Joyner. Batting fifth. The DH, George Brett. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Eisenreich. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Melvin. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Kurt Wilkerson. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Mark Davis. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Anderson hits a pop-up towards short. Wilkerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Mercedes is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mercedes hits a fly ball into right field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 2-2. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mussina fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jeffries hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground for a single. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. Devereaux moves to second. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hewlett hits a line drive into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Gomez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Gomez takes first base on ball 4. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkerson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Joyner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Joyner. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Joyner steals second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mussina fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McReynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mussina fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. McLemore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Luis Mercedes is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mercedes is 0 for 1 in the game. Mercedes takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mercedes moves to second. Neil Heaton now pitching. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hoyles is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Melvin strikes out. One out. Kurt Wilkerson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Wilkerson hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett strikes out. One out. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gomez takes first base on ball 4. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Segui is 0 for 1 in the game. Segui hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of McRae. Segui reaches second base with a double. Gomez goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Orioles. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McLemore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Segui scores. It's 4-0, Orioles. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes McLemore. The throw from Melvin and he is safe. McLemore steals second. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Anderson strikes out. 2 outs. Luis Mercedes is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Mercedes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mercedes takes first base on ball 4. Mike Boedeker now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of McReynolds. Ripken reaches second base with a double. McLemore scores. Mercedes goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Orioles. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Brian McCray batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McCray is 0 for 1 in the game. McCray hits a line drive towards first. Seghi reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Joyner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkerson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hewlett strikes out. Two outs. Leo Gomez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gomez is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Gomez takes first base on ball 4. David Seghi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Seghi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Seghi hits a pop-up towards first. Joyner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. McReynolds hits a line drive into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Eisenreich is 0 for 1 in the game. Eisenreich hits a line drive into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Melvin is 0 for 1 in the game. Melvin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. McLemore hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Anderson for the out. McLemore moves to second. One out. Luis Mercedes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mercedes is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Mercedes hits a fly ball into center field. McCray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Ripken is walked intentionally. Mike Devereaux, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Devereaux is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Devereaux hits a line drive off the glove of Jeffries, and into shallow left field. Devereaux reaches second base with a double. McLemore scores. Ripken goes all the way around to score. Devereaux moves to third. It's 8-0, Orioles. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoyles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Wilkerson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilkerson strikes out. 1 out. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up off the glove of Seghi, and into shallow right field. Miller reaches second base with a double. Brian McCray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McCray is 0-for-2 in the game. McCray strikes out. 2 outs. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jeffries is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Miller scores. It's 8-1, Orioles. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Joyner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Joyner hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Young now pitching. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hewlett strikes out. 1 out. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gomez is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkerson misplays the ball. That's an error on Wilkerson. David Seghi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Seghi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Seghi hits a line drive towards third. Jeffries reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McLemore is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. McLemore hits a ball on the ground for a single. Gomez moves to second. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Anderson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McReynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. McReynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Eisenreich is 0-for-2 in the game. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Mercedes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mercedes is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks, Mercedes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Ripken hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of McRae. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Devereaux is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Devereaux hits a fly ball into right field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ripken moves to third. 2 outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0 for 4 in the game. Hoyles takes first base on ball 4. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 4 in the game. Hewlett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Melvin is 0 for 2 in the game. Melvin strikes out. 1 out. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Wilkerson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilkerson hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Keith Miller batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 0 for 3 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seghi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McRae for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeff Montgomery now pitching. Leo Gomez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Gomez hits a fly ball into right field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. David Seghi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Seghi is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Seghi hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McReynolds. Seghi reaches second base with a double. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McLemore is 4 for 4 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 1 RBI. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkerson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 1 for 5 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Jeffries batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jeffries is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jeffries hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McLemore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Joyner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Joyner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mercedes. Joyner reaches second base with a double. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Joyner moves to third. Two outs. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. McReynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 8, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.